Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Magic Leo.
I'm Mindong. 7 weeks until March Madness tips off.
Oh yeah, it is 7 weeks. But yeah, don't shake it at me. I forgot 29 divided by 7 is 7. But yeah, no, don't do that. Yes, we are back for another episode. Happy Tuesday. Apologies, we could not get one out yesterday. But we are back today. It is late. There are games going on at the moment, but it's good to be back. For those of you that missed last episode, huge shout out to Josh Cohen for coming on. Really appreciated him. A lot of good information there. So definitely check him and UMass basketball out. If you didn't see the episode, it is linked in our link tree. So make sure to check that out. RTM_podcast. You know where to find us, hopefully by now. But good to be back for another episode today.
Yeah, we did not post anything for the week. I recently moved in and just slipped that episode with Josh Cohen marinate for a little bit. But yeah, shout out Josh, shout out UMass basketball, and like you mentioned, Linktree is in every single bio, so if you ask us, oh, where do we find this episode or any episode, it's the Linktree, it's right there. And like you said, games going on right now, I could see that my Vols are in trouble, so
trouble, and it's the South Carolina, which is surprising, but still a lot of time left. But before we get to these games, let us quickly cover the AP poll, as we've seen some change, not within the top five, but a lot of change elsewhere. So without further ado, I'll let you get to your poll.
It's been 2 weeks. Wow, 12 weeks, that was a long time, but 2 weeks since we've done the poll. But it is now week 13 of the poll. And like you mentioned, there are a lot of changes. Let's start with the number one team. They remain, or let's just go with the top five, because the top five has not changed whatsoever. Number one, UConn, receiving 48 of the number one votes. Number two, Purdue, receiving 14 of the number one votes. Number three, UNC. Number four, Houston, who received the last number one vote. And rounding out the top five is Tennessee. Those five teams remain the same from last week. And number six, interesting, we got one of your favorite programs back in the day, the Wisconsin Badgers at number six. That's a new career ranking for them this year. Number seven, Duke. Number eight, Kansas. Number nine, Marquette. And rounding out the top 10, Kentucky. 11 is Arizona. 12, Iowa State, our highest riser, up 11 spots. And number 13, Creighton. 14, Illinois. 15, Texas Tech. 16, Auburn. 17, Utah State. 18, Baylor. 19, we did not mention this last week, but yeah, welcome to the show, New Mexico. They had their first number. They debuted at 25 last week. They are now at number 19 this week. Number 20, FAU. 21, Dayton. 22, BYU. 23, Oklahoma. 24, Alabama. And 25, TCU. The top five others receiving votes is 26, South Carolina, 27, San Diego State, 28, Memphis, 29, Northwestern, and at 30, Ole Miss with 30 votes. What are your thoughts on the AP top 25 and five more?
Yeah, it's very different than last time we've seen this poll. As you can see, man, there's a lot of teams jumping up and down. Shout out to Iowa State, 12 highest we've seen them in a while, it appears. And shout out to Wisconsin, man, up to number six. That makes me a very happy man. Them and Purdue fighting for that number one spot in the Big Ten, who is, I'd say, arguably down this year. I mean, we haven't really talked about the Big Ten a lot. I mean, you got Wisconsin, you got Purdue, you got Illinois, and that's it for the Big Ten, which is unlike the Big Ten, because usually the Big Ten, at least the past couple of years, we've seen six, seven, eight teams in March. This year we'll probably see, I want to say, four or five. I mean, you have these three teams. You got Northwestern will probably make it. And I don't know who else. I mean, I don't know. The Big Ten's looking very interesting. But surprised Alabama's in here. I believe South Carolina should be in here instead of Alabama. Just my personal thoughts. We'll see what happens with this game right now with South Carolina as well. But that could change Monday. We saw Dayton, tough loss. Oklahoma really fell off the eye test, as we assumed and we have seen. So, yeah, Kansas also getting another loss. But the thing I really want to mention is there's so much parity. I mean, no team is really looking like the best. I mean, it's really close race between all these teams in the top 25. I mean, yeah, sure, UConn and Purdue, sure, the top five, I'll say, is a little bit ahead of the others, but it's not by much. I mean, Tennessee's 15-4, Wisconsin 16-4. A lot of these teams within 5 to 15 have 4 or 3 losses. So it's something to definitely evaluate. But I really do think this is a fantastic year for March Madness. I'm very excited. There's no real clear front runner. So I'm very excited to see what goes down the stretch. But shout out to UConn for staying strong these past couple weeks at the number one spot.
Mm-hmm. And you got a team of a week, or should I don't have the honors this time?
I'll give you the honors. I mean, definitely South Carolina catches my eye for a team of the week, so shout out to them. But Texas Tech has really caught my eye. 16-3, I did not really realize that. So huge shout out to Texas Tech. They got a big gauntlet coming up soon. They're playing TCU right now as we speak, so we'll see how they pan out. But they got a big stretch down the end of the season, so we'll see what they pan out. But only 3 losses to Houston, Butler, and Villanova. Very solid Texas Tech team, 5-1 in conference play.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like I'm right about that Oklahoma take way back when they were a top 10 team. I mean, they don't look so good anymore, do they? I know they still have a number next to the name, but Big 12 is just a gauntlet. And who else did you mention? Texas Tech, that's right, Texas Tech. Been high on Texas Tech for a long time. Been high on Grant McCaslin as a coach for a very long time. And feel like, yeah, my expectations for them. I mean, I think they're a good team. I think McCaslin's one of the top coaches in all of college basketball. And he's shown it right now. 2 of the 3 losses have come from that ESPN's invitational event where I thought they would win, but they performed poorly. But my team of the week, I'm going to give you a unique one. And a team
conference? In conference.
That's going to give it away.
Why? Why would I give it away?
You will know the moment I say the conference. I'm just going to say the team. All right? Give me Appalachian State as the team of the week.
Yeah, there you go.
8-1 in conference play. And they just defeated James Madison. And they're now 17.
James Madison fell off a cliff. I just want to say that. James Madison has fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, they did. Sorry. And, 17-4 with the win against Auburn. And at Auburn. And App State's been good. I mean, you look at their losses. I mean, their losses are pretty bad. I mean, that's what happens when they lost to Troy, who was solo second. So I wouldn't call that necessarily a bad loss. They lost to Northern Illinois. That's a pretty bad loss. They lost to Oregon State, which for their expectations probably isn't a bad loss. And the last loss is UNC Asheville, which I wouldn't say is necessarily a bad loss either. It's just two mid-majors teams that are good facing each other.
But Mr. Pember.
App State, man. I mean, they even got a vote in the AP poll. Right? They got a singular vote.
Surprising.
Yeah, but App State is a team we should be talking about. And any team in the Sun Belt, to be honest with you. I mean, you look at the teams in the Sun Belt, App State's a pretty dangerous team in March. Troy, with the depth they have, they're a really dangerous team. They don't have a star, but they just got so much depth. James Madison, you saw what they did in the non-con. They're always a dangerous team. And even Southern Miss, when they're healthy, Southern Miss is legit when they're healthy. I mean, that's when Austin Crowley's healthy. That's when Andre Corbello is healthy. We've seen them with Andre Corbello. They're really good with him. And that's all I got to say. Sun Belt basketball is on the come up.
Definitely. And speaking of conferences, I quickly want to get into some teams undefeated in conference play thus far. For the A-Sun, Eastern Kentucky is 7-0. Shout out to them. 2-game lead ahead of Stetson and North Florida, which is surprising. Florida Gulf Coast, if you're wondering, 3-4, which is kind of unexpected at this time right now in the season. Vermont 6-0 in the America East. Your Bryant Bulldogs are 5-1, only 1 game back alongside UMass Lowell. So very tight 3.
Yeah, you know who they lost to, and then do you know who that one loss is to?
No, I actually don't.
Come on, man. Who else would we lose to?
Vermont?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, that's still 3.
Anybody else?
As we expected, the three-headed race, we both expected that. From the American, it is Charlotte and North, or excuse me, Charlotte and FAU, both 7-1. How about Charlotte, man? Can you believe this? They're 13-7 on the year, but 7-1.
They had a disastrous offseason with the coaching change in late August was incredibly crazy. I mean, Sanchez left to be the associate head coach at Virginia, and obviously, I want to shout out the interim coach because I don't even know what his name is, but he deserves more love.
I also don't know.
It is Aaron Fearn. He is the interim coach, and he is this close to getting the nod for the permanent job because, man, as of right now in the bracketology, they're a bit thief, and they're deserving of it. I mean, they've held their own in a American, and I want to point something out about the American. The top five of the top six teams, they're all the former Conference USA teams.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, did I expect that? Not really. I only expected FAU to perform well, and I always expect North Texas to perform well, just because.
Well, UAB.
UAB, yeah, UAB too, but I don't know. UAB's, I feel like the expectations are always high, and they always, they're top seven. They're always a top half team, but I feel like top half of them is somewhat underachieving. I think year in and year out with the money, the revenues, the facilities, I think they should be a perennial top five, top three to top five team every year, especially with Andy Kennedy as their head coach. I feel like they have a very solid base, but they tend to underperform every year. I mean, yeah.
Definitely. Shout out to South Florida as well. 6-1, half game back. Great job from that's going to bug me. That's going to bug me. Kennesaw State's coach, that's going to bug me. Oh, my God, that's going to bug me. That's going to bug me so bad. What's his name?
I'll give you the last name.
No, what's his name? No.
What's his last name? His son plays at Georgia.
What's his name?
Amir Abdur Rahim.
Yeah. That's bad. Oh, well. We move. That's really bad. I know exactly who it is. I just couldn't put a name to it. Whatever. A-10, Richmond 7-0. Dayton is 6-1. VCU 5-2.
Let me shout out Richmond, too. I mean, yeah. They lost. Now I'm blanking. Who'd they lose? He went to Nova. Tyler Burton. See, yes. And Chris Mooney has done a heck of a job there in Richmond. Every year he's in the hot seat. Every year the fan base goes against him. And somehow, some way, he always gets the fan base back to his side. It was the same when Gilliard was there and they won against Iowa. They upset them and got a nice extension. Last year he underperformed, and this year they're overperforming. So whenever the pressure's on him, he tends to perform and perform like a top 25 head coach, and he's doing that right now. Great win over Dayton for Richmond, and they're looking like a bit thief as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. ACC, it is UNC at 9-0, Duke 7-2, Virginia 6-3, as well as Florida State, which is two surprising teams this far into the ACC play that are doing pretty good. We'll see what happens in the ACC. I think it's a whole mess in the ACC, to be honest. Big 12 is Texas Tech 5-1 and Houston 6-2, who just barely beat Texas the other day. Oh, that game really annoyed me. Texas 3-5 in conference play. I don't know what's up with them, but Big 12, as you know, it is a gauntlet. Big East, UConn 8-1, Creighton 7-3, Marquette 6-3, the top three there. Shout out to Eastern Washington, 7-0 in the Big Sky. High Point, 7-0 in the Big South. Wisconsin, 8-1 in the Big Ten. Purdue, 8-2 in the Big Ten. UC Irvine and UC San Diego are both 8-1. How about UC San Diego being 8-1 thus far in the Big West? And your favorite team to bet on, the UC Santa Barbara Grachos, are 5-4.
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, I know.
It took me four conference games to learn my lesson.
But I told you not to. I told you it's not going to work, but whatever. I just had to shout them out there. I apologize for you. The Colonial, it is Drexel at 8-1 right now. Townsend, Charleston, 6-2. Conference USA, it's a mess. It's Sam Houston, 5-1. Louisiana Tech, 5-1. Ugh, I hate looking at this new Conference USA. It really makes me sad. Horizon League, it is Green Bay. How about Green Bay at 9-3 right now? Oakland at 8-3 and Youngstown State at 8-3. Any thoughts on Green Bay at 9-3 right now in the Horizon League?
Yeah. Awful program about last year.
Yeah.
Who did they hire? They hired, forgot his name. I know that it's the Ryan family.
Yeah.
He hired the son of, was it Joe Ryan? Joe Ryan's son? His name might have been Joe Ryan, or Joe Ryan would have been a Wisconsin coach whose son got hired. But that was just an awful hire. We said that when we first started. Why would they fire Link Dardner?
Will Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, they fired their previous head coach, who was good. I don't know why they fired him. And after that, it just was a mess. But, man, they're looking good. Noah Reynolds, Wyoming transfer, he's looking good. He's looking like
– Oh, Will Ryan got fired.
Yeah. Of course he did.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about – no, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking who this year's coach was.
No, I'm talking about this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Green Bay looks good. Will they win the Horizon Tournament? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think
the new coach is Sundance Wicks.
What? Yeah. The inexperience is going to come out during the conference play. I think that.
Yeah.
I think. Who do you think will win the Horizon League? I want to ask that.
I don't know, man. I thought it was going to be Wright State. I still think Wright State's a sneaky one there. You always have to look at Northern Kentucky and Purdue Fort Wayne. They're both at 500 right now, which is crazy to me. But I really do think it's going to be a 4, 5, or 6 seed in this conference. I really do. The Horizon League. The one seed always loses. And, like, triple overtime, we saw it, and double overtime.
Yeah, I was about to point that out.
I love it.
Horizon League, probably the best conference tournament in terms of just pure excitement.
Besides Arch Madness.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think on a neutral floor, I think Wright State's got it. I think Wright State with the experience and the team, I mean, they've had the same core. This is their fifth year having the same core, especially with Tanner Holden back from Ohio State. They've had their same core for essentially all 5 years, and I think they got it.
Agreed. Keep moving. Horizon League, Ivy League, it's Cornell and Yale at 4-0, Princeton 3-1, everyone else is 1-3. The MAAC, it is Quinnipiac at 8-1. Looking to, I think this is the first time maybe making it to March Madness. Don't quote me on that. But the St. Peter's Peacocks are right behind them at 7-2. The MAC, we love it. It's Akron and Toledo at 7-1, and it is Central Michigan at 6-2. Does that catch your eye at all?
Yeah, I did not expect that.
I didn't either. Shout out to them. The NEAC, it is NC Central and Norfolk State at 4-1. The MVC, it's Indiana State, man, 9-1. Drake's at 8-2. Bradley's at 7-3. A lot more parity in this MVC than we saw it at the beginning of the year. The Mountain West, one of our most favorite conferences. There's Utah State at 6-1, New Mexico at 6-2, Boise State and San Diego State at 5-2. The Rams got to wake up, dude. The Rams are at 3-4.
Big game tonight for them.
I know, huge game. We'll cover it in just a minute. NEC, it is Central Connecticut, which I'm very surprised about, is 6-1. Merrimack, 6-2. Ohio Valley, Morehead State, 7-1. And Western Illinois, 6-2. Shout out to them. Pac-12, it is the Oregon Ducks in Arizona, both at 6-3. Right behind them is Colorado and Washington State at 6-4. What a conference this is. It is really, like, getting worse as it goes on, I'd say. But USC's in last place at 2-7. How about that, huh? Did you expect that? I don't think so.
I expect them to have a down year. I mean,
not 2-7.
I even told you that.
I know, but not 2-7 in conference play.
Good. I remember I said that.
I know, I do. But like, you thought they were going to be last in this conference?
I'm just saying, I went on a 5-minute rant one episode. I don't even know what episode.
I remember.
I just said, you were shocked when I said that. I said USC will not be good this year. I mean, yes, they have the number one recruiting class. That's cool. Freshmen don't win national championships, bro.
Yes, I know.
Kentucky's not winning a national championship this year. I mean, I said Kentucky because they just.
I don't think so either.
But you know what? I will shout out Big Z. He's the real deal.
Yeah, that's Big Z. We'll get to the SEC in a minute. Patriot League is Lafayette at 7-1 and Colgate is 7-1. Shout out to Lafayette.
I wasn't expecting Lafayette either. I mean, shout out Justin Vanderbond.
Yeah. My man, Vanderbond.
Gotta get him on the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be great. We should reach out
to him. Justin, message is coming soon.
Yep, absolutely. SEC, it's Bama at 6-1, which is why they're probably ranked. Tennessee at 5-1. The Gamecocks are 5-2. Auburn 5-2. Kentucky 5-2. This conference is all over the place. It's Missouri 0-7, Arkansas 1-6, and Vanderbilt 0-6, which are keeping the SEC somewhat even.
Yeah, but let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
May upset you. Let's talk about South Carolina for a little bit.
Yeah, I know. They're the real. I think they should be ranked. I think they're the real deal. And this game is 5 minutes left. They're up 6 right now against Tennessee at Tennessee. They're the real deal, man. Lamont Paris has done a fantastic job at South Carolina. Brought in a great transfer class. Michi Johnson's finally elevating. I think they're really good. They did lose to Clemson, though. That has to be something to monitor. But I do think they're the real deal, and I think that this program is definitely getting a lot better, and it's back to maybe where Frank Martin had his Final Four. I mean, it's not there yet, but, like, I could see that trajectory within the next 5 years. I mean,
that's how the season's going. The problem for Coach Martin was he only made it to the tournament once, and that year he made it to the Final Four. But, yeah, they just look – I mean – you could look up the roster on paper and it's just not going to strike you. Like, doesn't look as good as the other power teams, obviously, like on paper, but man, they're well coached. Like you mentioned, Lamont Paris is a terrific coach and they just look so like fundamentally sound on both ends. Like they just play the right way.
Yeah.
I've been watching. I watched the first half of the Tennessee game waiting for you to finish whatever you needed to do. You should rank them and win. I mean, what am I trying to say here?
I don't know.
Wins give you confidence. So obviously, like last year was Texas A&M winning the SEC, and yeah, they had an awful non-con schedule. But what happened to that non-con schedule? They had wins, and wins produces confidence. That was the same thing that's going on for South Carolina. They scheduled all these quad four teams. And Clemson, obviously, because rivalry game. But they beat all these quad four teams. They came into the conference play with a good record, and that just gives them confidence. They may be underseeded just like Texas A&M this year.
Yeah.
I'm 100% positive they will be underseeded. They're going to be – I'm going to take a wild guess right now. They're going to be an 8 or 9 seed just like Texas A&M.
A&M was a 7 seed.
Yeah.
That's a 10 seed. Was A&M a 10 seed? I thought it was a 10-7 matchup, yeah?
Yeah, A&M was a 10 seed.
And then Penn State was 7, yeah, which is nuts. But
I know. And I think South Carolina's, because they don't have any bad losses in their schedule, or they don't have any bad losses yet, I think they're going to be 8 or 9 seed. But those – that non-cons, nothing to – you know.
No, definitely agree. Very good take. And I'm very surprised in Arkansas, man. I don't know what's going on with Must Bus, but they're 10-10 on the season, 1-6 in the SEC play. Is this seat getting hot? I mean, I definitely think. I mean, this is obviously a very down year, but and also another piece of breaking news actually, Devo Davis has left the team, which is very surprising. Hope everything's okay with him, but that's definitely a huge loss to look at for Arkansas, especially with how their season's going. So a lot of things for this team, but at the moment it's looking like a very poor season for this Arkansas team, who's been very solid these past couple seasons in March Madness. I mean, they beat who did they beat last year? Gonzaga? They beat Gonzaga, right? And Duke? Or just Gonzaga? They were like an 8 seed and they made it very far in the tournament. So and that's kind of been the Must Bus.
I'm not worried about his seat. Must Bus is
You're right. I think
it's just a down year. I mean, I think he took the transfer – I'm not going to lie. I think he took the transfer portal to a whole new level.
And yeah, he does.
He just brought in all these transfers, and unfortunately, they just didn't mesh. I mean, normally he'll bring in a loaded freshman class with a couple of veteran transfers to, like, glue together, but I don't think the glue was there at all. Devo Davis, obviously, he was their glue guy. I mean, he's been with the program. This was his fifth year, and Arkansas loves him. I think the pressure as a leader, he's been a role player for 4 years, and I think just the pressure, the overall pressure of being the leader now just got to him. That's just,
yeah,
yeah.
Definitely agree. Good take. But we'll keep going. SoCon, it is Samford at 7-1, UNC Greensboro 6-2, Chattanooga 6-2, Western Carolina with Mr. Voltarius Woolbright is at 5-3. Had to shout him out. Southland, Will Wade and McNeese, 8-0. How about that? Shout out to Corpus Christi. They're 6-2, and Lamar is also 6-2. Shout out to Corpus Christi, Steve Lutz alma mater, or not alma mater, but Steve Lutz former team and company. Still doing good stuff there. SWAC, we got three teams at 5-2. It is Grambling, Southern, and Alabama State. Shout out to those three teams. Summit League, it's the Jackrabbits at 5-2. Shout out to the Jackrabbits, still going strong, even though they're 12-10 on the year. But hey, shout out to Denver, too. I want to shout out to Tommy Bruner, man. He's out. He's leading the entire nation in points right now. So huge ups to him right now. Sun Belt, like you talked about, it's App State 8-1, Troy 7-2, the Dukes are 6-3, as well as Marshall and Southern Miss and Louisiana. West Coast Conference, it's St. Mary's.
Yeah,
St. Mary's might run away.
Freedom Gales all day long.
Yeah, you got
all
that
day.
All out of money, man.
It's been 5 years in the making of this podcast. Every year I say the Gales will win it.
I'm very happy for
them. And I hope they do. No guarantee, because they still play Gonzaga twice.
Yes, they do. But yeah, shout out to you. Santa Clara 6-1, Gonzaga 6-1 as well. Finally, the WAC is Grand Canyon running away with this thing at 9-1. No surprise there.
A lot of mid majors that are legit this year. I mean, yeah. I feel like this mid major crew, the group of mid majors we have, are very deep. And like Josh Cohen said, I mean, with the NIL, everyone is equal now. I mean, there's programs that gets guys that we don't expect, and there's big time programs that don't get guys that we expect them to go there. So
definitely agree.
NIL has definitely changed for better or for worse. It's up to you guys. But anything else before we get to the slate?
I think let's get right to it. There are a couple ranked games at the moment. We'll cover those quickly. 3:28 left in the second half. It is Tennessee down by 7. Thumb Connect just missed a free throw. He has 18 points, though. But your thoughts on the final of this game?
I think South Carolina is going to pull it off. And
I think it might go to OT.
They have gotten my respect.
Definitely my respect.
That, you know, I thought they were going to overachieve heading into this year, but I didn't think it was going to be like that. I think they had a very solid first year. I think last year was definitely a step in the right direction. I think this year was going to be another step, but I just did not expect this whatsoever. I think this is going to help them immensely for the future in terms of recruits, transfers, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is fantastic. I'm very impressed. I mean, I know it's our rival school for Clemson, but I'm very impressed with this turnaround. Very impressed indeed. I hope that – I mean, obviously, I'd rather Tennessee win this game, but, like, I do respect South Carolina, and they're up 8 now. So,
yeah, you think you'd rather have Tennessee? What about me, man?
Well, yeah, I know about you, but whatever. Keep moving. Get the next game.
Yeah, Georgia Tech hosting number 3 UNC, and it's currently tied at 39 apiece. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, surprising. Very surprising. Miles Kelly, man, really, really underrated guard, man. He is 15 right now in this game, but I remember watching him against Clemson, and he was a really key piece to the Georgia Tech comeback against Clemson, and then they ended up beating us at Clemson. Yeah, Georgia Tech's a sneaky, but pretty good team, man. I mean, I know the record doesn't really show it, but they've been in a lot of games this year. They've already beat Duke this year. They beat Clemson. They've had a couple good quality wins. I guess those are the only two quality wins they've had in ACC play, Duke and Clemson. So, I don't know. They've always seemed to compete, and could be a step in the right direction. I believe Damon Stoudemire is there, correct?
Yep.
So, I think he's doing a good job, and I mean, I know first year is tough, but especially in the ACC, but yeah, I don't really know how I feel about the ACC. I mean, it's just really a UNC-Duke show at this point, and maybe they'll probably sneak in 3-4 teams in the tournament, I'd say, but yeah, shout out to Georgia Tech. I think UNC wins this game, but shout out to Georgia Tech. At the half, or second half, I should say, it's Villanova on a huge second half run right now, up 1 point right now. TJ Bamba, that is? It is TJ Bamba, 15
points.
Where
did he play for? Where did he transfer from?
Washington State, I believe.
Tough.
Yeah, thank you. Who do you got winning this game?
I think Villanova pulls it off. I think,
really?
Yeah, I think especially Big East home team and a team as old as Villanova. I think, yeah, they've had a down year, but I think this they're going to pull this one off. I don't know if they're going to make the tournament, though, but I think they pulled this specific game off.
Definitely agree. I'll also no, I still think Marquette wins this game, but I think it will be very close. But we move.
Next.
Sorry, my roommates are screaming in the back. I don't know why.
We got number 14, Illinois, taking on Ohio State in Columbus. They're up 10 right now, Illinois is. I think this should be an easy result, but I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, I think Ohio State, man. I mean, excuse me. I think Illinois wins. Ohio State, man, I mean, yeah, their Big Ten play has been very poor. I don't really know what's up with them. This is a down year for them, I'd say. And, yeah, that's all I really got to say.
I think we could see a coaching change for them this offseason.
I also agree.
It's been 2 years since they made tournament and could be three.
Agreed. Definitely agree. And
program this
oops, sorry.
This big on basketball. I mean, they're a football school, but they also pride themselves on basketball. And I think we can see a coaching change for sure.
Definitely agree. And this is probably the biggest game of the day, I'd say. It is number 15, Texas Tech, currently down 3 to number 25, TCU. Micah Peavy, 15. Pop Isaacs, 15. Your thoughts on the outcome?
Yeah, give me TCU. I love both these programs. I mean, any school in Texas except Texas, I like. I'm going to be
honest with you. All right.
I feel like I'm showing love for every school in Texas except Texas.
Thank you.
And probably Houston.
Yeah, thanks. What about Baylor?
I don't show love to Baylor, too. I'm not a big Baylor guy. But Texas Tech and TCU, I love. I think TCU pulls this one off at home.
I do, too. Big 10 home, Big 12 home game. I think TCU also wins this. But, yeah. This game, not going to really talk about, but it is number 21 Dayton, up 18 against George Washington. Should probably win this game. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 23 Oklahoma taking on Kansas State on the road. Currently up 8-0. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Oklahoma. Kansas State is not good this year. I don't think.
Really?
No, I'm not a. No, I don't think so. I think Jerome
Tang.
You
don't make the tournament?
I don't think they make the tournament. I think Tang is in a second sophomore slump in the coaching range.
Fair enough. I don't know. I mean, I think. I don't remember who said this, but as long as you're 500 or above in Big 12 play, you have a pretty good chance to make the tournament. I forget who said it.
That's
but
right.
I definitely
I said that.
That was you?
Yeah.
I thought that was some smart person. No, I didn't know it was you. But I do agree with that. And right now, Kansas State is about 500. And, I mean, if they lose this game.
I don't even think above 500. I think 9-11 or 8-12 in conference play would do the job.
Yeah, and Kansas State is on the trajectory of doing that right now. So I'm going to say Kansas
anyway,
State.
Yeah. We have 6 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We're probably going to have to do an episode soon.
We got to hopefully get this and Wednesday, and we'll do an episode Thursday. But
sounds good. 9 o'clock.
Kansas.
Yes, go.
Number. It's my turn. You've gone.
I know. Go.
Number 8, Kansas, hosting Oklahoma State. I need a point count, man.
I'll give you a point count. I'll give you a 24-point win for Kansas.
All right. I'll give you – yeah, I'll go with 24.
9 o'clock, 17, Utah State against San Jose State. I'll give you a point count.
Utah State wins by 6.
6?
Tim Miles always plays.
Yeah, you're right.
Close, man.
San Jose
State
in general. I agree. I like San Jose State. I'll give him an 8-point loss.
24, Colorado State hosting San Diego State. Who do you have?
I'm scared. I'll tell you that. I'm picking the Rams. They're at home. I gotta pick the Rams, but it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip. That's all I gotta say.
And I'll take the other side of the coin flip, and I'll give you a bet of the episode as well. San Diego State money line.
No, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. 9 o'clock, Clemson hosting Louisville. I'm not going to this game. I'm going to the next game when they play Miami. Your thoughts?
Clemson by a lot.
I know. I was like, I want to go to a game, but I thought the Georgia Tech game would be a blowout. No, we lost. I would have went. I didn't know. I hope we can win this game. I think we will. I want to go to a good game. Next game is the game I go to, promise. But yeah.
All right. UNC, or oh my God. NC State hosting Miami. Who do you have?
NC State at home. I think they're Miami's kind of fallen off a cliff recently. I got NC State.
I agree.
Speaking of falling off cliffs, Michigan State, both these teams are under 500 in Big Ten. Michigan State is 2-7 in Big Ten, and they are 7-13 on the year. Your thoughts on this game?
I'm gonna go Michigan State here.
I agree.
And you know what? We'll end the episode right after this because one, we don't have time, and two, this is a very educational episode. I enjoyed this type of episode.
Yes, no, I did too. Much needed. I liked it a
We'll
lot.
end this. We'll end it with some breaking news. It's DePaul. I'll let you cover the break.
Which piece of breaking news do you want?
I want the normal one.
Yes, DePaul's head coach Tony Stubblefield has been fired. They are 0-9 in conference play. They're 3-17 on the year, and it was kind of coming. And yeah, I think the intern, I don't know who the intern is. I think it's their assistant coach. I don't know his name, but
Who does?
yeah, I don't know. But yeah, my whole DePaul light at the end of the tunnel take, just throw it out the window. I mean, there's a train coming by, just throw it out in front of the train, let it come. Yep, here comes the train. Great. But yeah, who do you gotta win this game? I gotta mute. This train is just all over DePaul and Tony Stubblefield.
I mean, I got Seton Hall by a lot. I mean, I think 10.5 is a little too generous from Vegas over here. I can't lie. But
Yeah, I also agree. I mean, it's very generous.
get to the good stuff. He ended his tenure at DePaul. 28 wins, 54 losses. Of 34, he won 34% of his games. And when you get to conference play, that record goes 9-38 for a whopping 19% in conference play. But
Yuck.
yeah, I'll do it. But you have any? You're a DePaul fan. I know the light is coming soon. Who do you want as DePaul's next coach?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good candidates. I'm a big believer in Will Wade, man. I can't even lie. I really like Will Wade coming back to a high major school and seeing what he's done with McNeese. I'd really give him a shot. I really would. I know it's been a year since all the stuff that's gone on, but hey, he's proven he's a winner still. As long as he stays clean, I'd take him. I would as DePaul. I'd really give him a shot once again. I mean, he did some pretty good stuff with LSU, and cheating aside, I mean, that can't happen. I agree, but I think he's a winner, and I think he could get it done, and hopefully turn DePaul around. In my thoughts.
I'm gonna give you outside the box one. I'm gonna give you two outside the box ones. I'm gonna go first off, Josh Schertz, Indiana State. I mean,
Yeah, that's a great one.
we're not gonna lie. When they first hired him, we were bashing on it. We
Yeah.
thought this was a wrong move, but man, he's been phenomenal. He's a program builder for sure.
Agree.
I'm gonna give you a second one. Give me Bob Huggins as the next
Oh,
head
wow.
coach. Give me Bob Huggins.
Wow. I don't like that.
No?
No, I don't. He's ta he no, that doesn't make sense. That'd be cool, but no, I can't see it. Why do you think? Just give me a thought. Just
Maybe he
cuz.
deserves a second chance.
I agree. I do agree with that.
Maybe, yeah, he, I'm not, yeah.
There you go. But yeah, we'll have to do an episode tomorrow because a good educational episode with standings and stuff like that. But Tennessee's down 3 as we speak with 23 seconds. We'll see what happens. But that is all I have for today's episode. Tuning in as always. It's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.